Things are good. We step back and take a view at the big picture of what's going on in our country today. In general, things are pretty good. The stock market is up, crime is at an all-time low, unemployment is at an all-time low. Things are good for us and for our family, for our communities. It's during such times, though, that we can forget about our God, to forget that God is the one who gives us such blessings. God provides for our needs. The children of Israel, as they were heading into the promised land, needed a reminder about this from their God. God reminds them in His Word in Deuteronomy chapter 8, these truths. It says, "When you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." How easy it is to forget our God during such times of blessing, to forget it's God who provides these things for us. God also reminds His people. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hand has produced this wealth for me," but remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers as it is today. How important it is for us to remember, during even times of great wealth and blessing, that it's God who has given us such gifts, to turn our attention to Him, especially in thanksgiving and praise for all He grants us, not the least of which is sending us His Son Jesus, who provides us what we need most of all, eternal salvation in Him. May our attention, during good times and bad, be ever drawn to our Lord and all He has done for us. Amen.